is far across the ocean. Leaving just a memory. A snapshot in the family album. Daddy, what else did you leave for me?
you afraid?
Yeah, I'm afraid.
I'll instruct my lawyer immediately to send you a check for $5,000. If you don't want the job, I'll engage someone else.
$5,000? $5,000. You must want this, Johnny, pretty bad, huh?
I don't like messy accounts. You know, some religions think that the egg is the symbol of the soul. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Would you like an egg?
No, thank you. I got a thing about chickens.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa! What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa! Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat, you're so thrilling, and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat nose.
All right, Bravo is back down to the bench as he attempts to bench press 655 pounds. All right, 655 pounds. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe it.
Look out my window, watch No, it stinks.
It's schmaltz and gurgle soup, Butch and your father's favorite.
I thought it was stuffed Dermanite tonight. I never understand why you care so much about that loser.
Louis, don't talk that way. You know I don't like it.
I'm sorry, Mom. But, you know, things were a lot better around here when Butchie was in prison. You know, you yourself said that the only time that you and Pop can sleep at night is when he's locked up. She's probably out right now committing multiple heinous crimes.
Well, you should have done.
Ma.
Okay, all right.
Ma, look at this baby. Look at it.
Very nice, Louis.
This baby puts out 160,000 volts of pure dynamite. Mm-hmm. That'll knock the stool out of any perpetrator that trips the wire in the backyard.
Mm, what a lovely thought, Louis. How much are we talking about here?
It was $63.
Oh.
That's a steal, Ma.
That's an awful lot of money right now. I don't know if I could do it.
Right, Butchie's home, right? That's it. Butchie's home. Whatever Butchie wants, Butchie gets. Fuck me, right? Fuck me.
You have to keep your voice down. You know that you have to stay calm. You know what the doctor...
Wait, you want me to go back to Lebanon? Because I'll go back to Lebanon and chop up some fucking Arabs right now, if that's what you want, Ma. Is that what you want?
Louis, let me scrounge around. I'll see what I could come up with.
Thank you, Ma. Thank you, Ma.
You want me to make you something special?
No. I think Putski's left a cat out. I'm not sure on that.
Thank you. this is a restricted area. Do you have a pass?
Screw your pass.
It's all right. Ms. Langenkamp.
Where is he?
Just stay calm. Tell us how our little boy's doing.
He's fine, actually. He just came around about 10 minutes ago. He seems to be suffering from acute sleep deprivation. I don't think she ever lets him get a night's sleep.
What are you saying? Where is he?
Heather. I've got someone here who wants to see you. Dylan! Oh, Dylan. Oh.
Are you okay, champ?
Can we go get Rex now? The bad man's getting awful close.
I know he is. We're gonna go get Rex right now.
I'm afraid Dylan should stay here until we know what's causing these episodes, Ms. Langenkamp. I'm sure you understand. Good.
Look, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna go home and get Rex for you right now. You know that home isn't far from here, right?
Right across the freeway.
That's right. So I won't be gone long. And Julie, she's gonna stay right here with you.
Yeah, you bet.
Hurry up, please. I'm sleepy.
I promise. Cross my heart. But Dylan, until Mommy gets back, whatever you do, don't fall asleep. Julie. Don't let him out of your sight.
What's going on here? Your hair is turning gray.
Julie, keep him awake. Understand?
Excuse me, miss. Would you come with us for a second?
What? Hey!
A blood red circle on the cold dark ground, and the rain is falling down. The church door's thrown open, I can hear the organ song, and the congregation's gone. My city of ruin.
My city's in ruin. you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Hey, baby! You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Not just this minute.
Yeah.
Well, baby, me so horny. Me so horny.
You keep lying.
Me love you long time. You party?
Yeah, we might party.
When you are.
How much?
$15?
$15 for both of us.
No, each you $15. Me love you long time. Me so horny.
$15 to Buku. $5 each.
Me sucky sucky. Me love you too much.
$5 is all my mom allows me to spend.
Okay, $10 each.
What do we get for $10?
Everything you want.
Everything?
Everything.
You keep playing.
Well, old buddy. Feel like spending some of your hard-earned money?
And you just a keep minute. Thinking that you'll never.
You know,
get
half
burned.
These Gukwars are serving officers in the Viet Cong. The other half have got TV. Be sure you only fuck the ones that cough.
And what he knows, you ain't had time to learn.
No, 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 no.
These boots are made for walking. And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you.
The Baba, come and be real for us. Are you with your mind? Oh, yes, you are beautifully fine. Oh, God, electric witch, you are limp in society's ditch. You are visually fine. Oh, yes, you are mentally dying. Oh, don't. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, boy, just like a boat, you are stuck. But somehow you float, you do mentally weak. Oh, yes, you are, but so much you speak. Oh, girl. Electorate with you are limp in society's ditch. You are visually fine. Oh, yes, you are, but mentally dying. Oh, God, high in your fields of other. Come and be real for us. Are you with your mind? Oh, yes, you are beautifully fine.
Have a delivery for Victor Maitland?
Oh, I'll take it right upstairs to him.
Or maybe I should give it to him myself.
Well, deliveries are supposed to be left on my desk.
Yeah, but he has to get these flowers. It's imperative. I'm gonna go up myself, all right?
Well, you're not really supposed to go up.
Yeah, but floral delivery is my life. I have to take it up. Thank you.
Who let you in here?
I let myself in. How you doing? I have to ask you some questions about Michael Tandino.
Speak to you later, darling. And what, may I ask, is your interest in Mr. Tandino?
Well, he was my best friend. He came to see me in Detroit a couple of days ago. And a couple hours after he got there, someone killed him.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
It's fucked up.
And? What do you wish to know?
He worked for you, didn't he?
Yes, yes, he did. Good gracious. I'm really sorry to hear this. Would you like to sit down? Can I get you anything?
No, I'm all right.
Well, how on earth did this happen? Detroit is a very violent city, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Do hope the police have procured some intelligent leads.
Exactly what was it Mikey did for you here?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My name is Foley.
Excuse me, Mr. Foley, if I appear a little rude, but this sounds like something for the authorities in Detroit. So, if you'll forgive me, I really must get back to work.
Look, all I want to know is what kind of...
Gentlemen, would you please show Mr. Foley to the door?
Get the fuck off.
Hey, take it easy,
yo, man, get the fuck off! Get off, man! Get off me! Get the fuck off! Get off! Get the fuck off me, man! Get off! Get the fuck off!
You gonna play games, man? Hey, I'm fucking somebody up.
Did you see this shit? I can describe all of them.
Please move to the side of the car and put your hands on the hood.
Why? What's with you guys?
You heard what he said, sir. Do it right now, please.
What kind of shit is this, man? Hold up. Wait a second. You guys are arresting me for getting thrown out of a fucking window? I got thrown out of a window, man.
Gun, partner.
Sir, you are under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of the law. You have the right to have an attorney present during questioning.
Yeah, I understand. I understand the rights. I know this is bullshit, though, man. I got thrown out of a fucking window.
Please get in the car, sir.
Yeah, but tell me, son, what's the charge?
Possession of a concealed weapon and disturbing the peace.
Disturbing the peace? I got thrown out of a window. What's the fucking charge for getting pushed out of a moving car, huh? Jaywalking? This is bullshit.
You know, this is the cleanest and nicest police car I've ever been in my life. This thing's nice in my apartment.
In a Mississippi cotton-picking delta town, one dusty street to walk up and down. Nothing much to see but a starving hound in a Mississippi cotton-picking delta town. Down in the delta where I was born, all we raised was cotton, potatoes, and corn. I've picked cotton till my fingers hurt, dragging a sack through that delta dirt. And I've worked hard the whole week long, picking my fingers to the blood and bone. There ain't a lot of money in a cotton bale, at least when you try to sell. In a Mississippi cotton picking delta town, one dusty street to walk up and down. Nothing much to see but a starving hound in a Mississippi cotton picking delta town. On Saturday nights we'd get dressed up, catch us a ride on a pickup truck. On a gravel road, it nearly strangled us, that cotton-picking delta dust. We'd sit across the street on the depot porch, looking at the folks looking back at us, munching on a dust-covered ice cream cone, wondering how we'd get back home. From a Mississippi cotton-picking delta town, one dusty street, walk up and down. nothing much to do but just hang around in a Mississippi cotton picking Delta town. From a Mississippi cotton picking Delta town, one dusty street to walk up and down, nothing much to do but just hang around in a Mississippi cotton picking Delta town.
Seen your light. Can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, good. Hey, it's a nice place here. All right. Anyway, what I come to tell you is that what happened to you is freak luck.
Yeah, freak luck.
Isn't it true? Look at the other guys. Now, they're good fighters, right? They're colorful. They got good records. They fight their guts out for peanuts. But you get a shot at the title.
Freak luck is a strange
thing. Yeah, sure it is. Can I sit down?
Yeah, sure.
What the hell are those?
Oh, those are domestic turtles. The one on the top is Cuff and the other guy is Link, and the rest of them are marbles.
Yeah, they make good soup. Anyway, look, I'm here to warn you that you gotta be very careful about this shot that you got at the title, because I don't like the Bible says he ain't gonna get a second chance.
Yeah. All right.
You thought of that, huh? Well, what you need is a manager. A manager. Listen to me. I know, because I've been in this racket for 50 years.
50 years, right?
50 years. God, I've seen it all. All of it. You know what I've done?
What?
I have done it all. You should have seen me when I knocked a Guinea Russell out of the ring, out of the goddamn ring. That's September the 14th, 1923. And it was the same night that Firpo knocks Dempsey out of the ring. The same night. So who gets the publicity? Figure that out.
Dempsey.
That's right, but why?
Because he was champ.
No! Because he had a manager. I had nothing, man. I want to show you something. I want you to look at my face for a minute. Look at this. I got 21 stitches over this left eye. I got 34 stitches over this eye. You know, I had my nose busted 17 times. The last time was with that fight with Sailor Mike. And I got that clip in here, a good fight. Want to read that? Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, he put this vegetation on my ear. Ah, Rocky Marciano. You know, you kind of remind me of The Rock, you know that?
Really think so?
That's right. You move like him, and you got heart like he did.
Yeah, I got heart, but I ain't got no locker, do I, Mick?
Anyway, you know, when I begun in this business, kid, I want to make a suggestion. Don't drink that piss before a fight. You know, no good for you. You don't mind my saying. Anyway, you know, when I started this racket, bugs like us, we was treated like dogs. For $10, you gotta tear somebody's throat out. But I never had no management. You know, one time, this son of a bitch that I fought, you know, he put a nail right there.
The thumb,
yeah, the glove. And he punched so many holes in my face, you know, I had the spit shooting out of my cheeks. Can you imagine that? Anyway, when I tell you what I looked like when I was in my prime, I want you to look at something. Wait, look at that. Look at that. That's the way I looked before these guys got at me.
It's nice. Yeah. You take very good care of the picture, though.
But I never had no management. That's the trouble. But now I got all this knowledge. I got it up here, and I want to give it to you. I want to give you this knowledge. I want to take care of you. I want to make sure that all the shit that happened to me doesn't happen to you. You know what I mean?
Fight set.
Listen to me. I want to be your manager. You follow that, do you?
Fight said I don't need no manager.
But you can't buy what I'm gonna give you. I mean, I've got pain and I've got experience.
Well, I got pain, I got experience too.
Now, listen, kid.
Hey, look, hey, Mick. I need your help about 10 years ago, right? 10 years ago?
Right.
You never helped me, no. You didn't care.
Well, if you wanted help. I say, if you wanted help, why didn't you ask? Why didn't you just ask me, kid?
Look, I asked, but you never heard nothing.
Well, I'm 76 years old. And,
you come to my house. Huh? What's the matter? You don't like my house? My house stink? That's right, it stinks!
I ask no favors from you. Don't fall around me.
Talk about your prime.
What about my prime, Mick? At least you had a prime. I ain't had no prime. I ain't had nothing. Legs are going, everything is going. No one's getting no nothing. Guy comes up, offers me a fight. Big deal. Want to fight the fight? Yeah, I'll fight the big fight. I wouldn't want to fight that big fight. It was going to happen to me. I want to get that. And you want me ringside and see it? Do you? You want to help me out?
Huh? Do you want to see me get my face kicked in?
Legs ain't working. Nothing's working. They go on, fight the champ. Yeah, I'll fight him.
My face kicked.
You come around here, you want to move in here with me? Come on here, it's a nice house. Real nice, come on in and move. It stinks. This whole place stinks. Want to help me out? Well, help me out. Come on, help me out, I'm standing here.
Thank you. Wish it away. Everything about it. I wish it away. I wish it all away.